Today we're going to be learning Ois Yud Aleph in the Kuntres and Yonash Oteres HaChasidus. We know that in general the number Yud Aleph, 11, is higher than the Eser, Antuchad, V'loi B'chushba, and the Darg of Yechida. And as a matter of fact, in Ois Yud Aleph of this Kuntres, the Rebbe explains Moida'ani al Pi Yechida. Just to summarize, we explain Moida'ani according to Pshat Remez Drushen Soid. Pshat meaning that the Eibishter returned us our neshama, remez to the fact that Meramez and Tchias Amesim, drush on the fact that we learn from here how we have to return the Piktoines and Soid Melech Chai Vekayam. These are all different dargas, Imshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid. And now we are holding on the darga of Yechida. So, what is Moida'ani according to Yechida? So, I want to start off by explaining that we find a fascinating inyan. That we have one parasha in the Torah where it doesn't mention the Moshe Rabbeinu's name after he's born. And we know that's Parshas Tetzaveh. Ve'yata Tetzaveh is B'nei Yisrael. Al peep shot, it's a negative thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was, like, so to speak, punished because he asked to be erased from the Torah. And all the other reasons that are given as to why Moshe's name is not mentioned, because it's near Zion Adar, because he passed away. And that's how you learn it, according to regular Pshatim. Chassidus comes along, and Chassidus explains to us that sometimes when you don't see a name, it's because it's a darg which is higher than Shemus. V'ato tetzaves b'nei Yisrael, it's referring to the ato, the etzem. In other words, names itself is a hagbal, is a limitation, is a certain seer, is a certain form. So when you're talking about a darga, which is unlimited, which is not mitsuyor, so there's no name either. So therefore, not having a name, while externally it looks negative, it could actually be a positive inyan. Of that, what the Rebbe explains in the Dvar Malchus of Parshas Vayishlach, that this in the second half of the month, the moon gets smaller. It's not because the moon is getting weaker, but because it's getting closer to the Shemesh, closer to the Etzem. So just because you don't see the Gilui Hashem, it could be an expression of the Etzem. And therefore, not always is the lack of shame connected to a negative thing. What is this Negea? Because we are talking about Moida'ani. Moida'ani does not have the Eibishter's name in it. Moida'ani, Funech Melech HaVekayom, there's no Eibishter's name in Moida'ani. And what's the simple reason why the Eibishter's name is not there? Because we're Tomei. And because we're Tomei, we can't say the Eibishter's name. It's Mitzad our Chisoroin. Because of our negative level, therefore we can't have the Eibishter's name. However, in this ois, the Rebbe turns it all around, and obviously that's the derech of Chassidus. What is the biggest chiddush of Moida'ani? The chiddush of Moida'ani is not the pshat that we're not mentioning the Eibishter's name because we're Tomei, but that even a yid that's Tomei could say Moida'ani lefanecha. Even a yid that's tummy could connect with the Eibishter. In other words, Moida'ani, it's not the tefillah for the Tmeim Nebach, we're tummy, so we say Moida'ani. Moida'ani expresses our etzemdika connection to the Eibishter. That even if we're tummy, we could still come to the Eibishter. Moida'ani lefanech, I'm directly connected to Hashem. So it's not an expression of a negative thing. Moida'ani is an expression of the ultimate etzem connection of Yid and Hashem. And why is it that even if we're Tomei, we can go still and connect with the Eibishter? Because that is because we are one with Hashem. That's the Darg of Yechida. Everybody knows that in every system there are rules. And even the highest person in the system has to follow rules. If you go against the rules, you get punished by the system. So imagine you have a boy that's the son of the king, and he's in the army, and he's going up the ranks in the army, but then he goes against the system. The king made the rules, and he can't. Now the general says, according to the rules of the army, whatever punishment has to happen. So how does he get around that punishment? The rules say fakert. So he goes straight to the tata. As they say, there was one time a kid being homeschooled, and he wrote a letter to his father. And he says, Tati, his father was also his teacher, please tell my Rebbe to be nicer to me. In other words, there's two avoidas. The nekuda is that when the darga of shemois, the darga of regular elikus, if you sin, if you're tame, if you're a choita, you're out of the system. You messed up, you're out. How is it that we could still be a choita and still be connected to Hashem? Where does that come from? Because we're really bonim lamokim. There's a whole nother relationship that's going on, which that relationship can never be cut off. It can never be kicked out of being a son. It can never be kicked out of, you're already connected on the etzem. There's nothing you could do about it. And therefore, that's why a yid that's tamei could still say moida ani lefanecha, because it expresses the etzem connection of a yid with Hashem. And that's why there's no Eibishter's name in moida ani. Not because it's a problem, because we're tamei, we don't have the Eibishter's name, but because it's a level of elikus which is higher than shame. So the etzem, the yechida shebenefesh, so therefore it has no name of Hashem, because it's a level of connection to Hashem which is higher than any shame. Every shame is a tziur. And that tziur is a certain personal interaction and connection. But when you're talking about the shema etzem, you're talking about yechida shebenefesh, there is no room for chatoim, im chatosa matifo by Rabbi Shecha matasalei, the Eibishter is still connected with you, and that's the level which is beyond name. Like we know the story of the Tzemach Tzedek and the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe said, "Vu is Zayda," and he tried to pick his hand. You know, it's that Zayda's hand. Oh, he picked his ear. It's Zayda's ear. And he was going around until he screamed Zayda, and he turned around. He says, "Oh, that's Zayda." It's not about the specific hand, foot, nose, mouth. It's the etzem dika ked, the etzem dika connection to the Eibishter. Shtelt sich the shaila. If this is true, which of course it is, so how come in the previous generations we said they never said Moidani? In the times of the Gemara, they only said Alekai Neshama Shenasatabi. If Moidani is such an etzem dika thing, so how come we didn't say Moidani all the generations? Until this sif was said, it's a very simple answer. In the previous generations, we were more pure. We didn't have to say the sinner's tefillah of Moidani. But now that I'm telling you that this tefillah is the etzem dika connection to the Eibishter, so then how come in the previous generations they didn't say it? Well, that goes back to the same shaila bechlal. There are certain etzem dika connections that dafka come through choyshech and through sinning. For example, the ma'ala of tshuva. For example, the chol inyan of chassidus is only esgala b'doyres achroinim. It's sometimes specifically when there are chatoyim, when there is choyshech, when there is darkness, that this connection comes out. And this is what Rebbe explains in the Shulia Gilyan, that we see by Chassidish in Isgal Sebetoides Achroinim Davke. The Yidden were on such a low level, they were fainting, but then we got the greatest connection. So obviously, on one hand, it's an expression of our Etzem Dika connection to the Eibishter. But on the other hand, sometimes when do you have to talk about etzem? When the revealed connection is broken. So it's not, in other words, the etzem comes out when the giluyim are nifsak. So it's always an exchange, so to speak. How come Chassidus is the one that speaks about this etzem dika connection of a yid with the Eibishter? That a yid, nothing could be metama the moida'ani of a yid, because a yid is always connected to the Eibishter. Why is only Chassidus speak about it? Again, because all the other dargis of Torah, they can't, being that they're not the level of Yechida of Torah, so they don't talk about the Yechida part of each part of Torah. Only Chassidus, which the Inyan of Chassidus is the Yechida Shebetoira, will speak about Moida Ani in a Yechida Dika way. This Moida Ani, that we're always connected to Hashem, no matter what, no matter how far we are, that we're always connected to the Eibishter, Mitzad the Yechida, only the Yechida part of Torah speaks about it. And we'll finish off with the last paragraph of Oyishir Aleph. ומכיוון שהיחידו בחינס עצם הנשמה שממן נמשוך הישדלת בחינס נפש רוח נשמה חיה, being that it's the source of all the other parts of the neshama, which are all the other parts of the Torah as well, הרי הביר שבחסידס, the beer according to chesidus of what Moida Ani is, מחיה ומאבריג המסדלת ביור מנל שבפרדס הטוירה. Now Deb is going to go to the next step. Show you how, according to Chassidus, now that you know the Chassidus Shataych, Pshat is going to be different. The way we learn Moedani according to Pshat will shine. The way we learn Moedani according to Remez will shine. The way we learn Moedani according to Drush will shine. The way we learn Moedani according to Soid will shine. Because Yechida is not just another Dargan Torah. Yechida is Mechaya, all the other parts of Torah as well.